The polychrome painting on the facade of the old town tenement's house is characteristic of her work and dates back to 1928. These are two large rectangular paintings, very much alike. They depict two female figures holding jugs of water which spills out of them. The painting fills the space between the windows at first and second floor level. They are similar in size to the windows between which they are located. They are polychromes, i.e. multicolored paintings decorating the walls. The girls are depicted in motion. They step lightly and gracefully, one towards the left, the other towards the right. Each holds one hand on her hip, the other hand supports a jug. A stream of water is flowing out of the tilted jug. The women depicted by Stryjeńska boast full curvy figures. They have long hair braided into two pigtails. They are wearing loose and airy clothes of vivid and saturated colors, tops with wide sleeves and long skirts under which their legs are delicately outlined. They are barefoot. There are large laurel wreaths on their heads, which resemble halos. The girls are depicted against golden background, but they fill the polychrome space almost in its entirety. The artist created colorful compositions full of dynamics and movement. In Girls with Jugs, the dynamics is conveyed by the girls' airy wavy clothes, the flowing water and the floppy braids. At the same time, Stryjeńska's artworks were very decorative. She achieved the sense of rhythm by clearly marking out the contours and painting large areas with a single color. This can be seen in the girls' clothing and the gold background, which gives the whole representation a decorative quality. Girls with Jugs is sometimes interpreted as a representation referring to Wet Monday, Easter Monday, and the tradition of pouring buckets of water on one another. It depicts two female figures holding jugs of water spilling out of them.